Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
I'm Jim Logue. Welcome to At the Organ. Today is November 9th, 2014. This week, on November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. Now, if you are a veteran from any of our branches of military, this show is dedicated to you. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice. A Veterans Day, formerly known as Armistice Day, was originally set as a U.S. legal holiday to honor the end of World War I, which officially took place November 11, 1918. In legislation that was passed in 1938, November 11th was dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be hereafter celebrated and known as Armistice Day. As such, the new legal holiday honored World War I veterans. In 1954, after having been through World War II and the Korean War, the 83rd U.S. Congress, at the urging of the Veteran Service Organizations, amended the Act of 1938, striking out the word armistice and inserting the word veterans. With the approval of this legislation on June 1, 1954, November 11th became a day to honor American veterans of all wars. We'll begin today's show with Dudley Buck's work, The Star-Spangled Banner Concert Variations, performed by Alan Morrison. Now, Alan Morrison will be part of an annual tradition at Ursinus College in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, when he joins the college choir and the Meistersingers for the 77th annual performance of George Frideric Handel's Messiah, December 6th and 7th. Visit events.ursinus.edu for information. He performed this selection on the Albert Schweitzer Memorial Organ at Spivey Hall at Clayton State University in Atlanta.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. If you're a Max Reger fan, circle September 25th to the 27th on your 2015 calendar. That is the weekend for the very first Max Reger Festival to be held at the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. There will be classroom seminars as well as recitals of works by Reger and composers who inspired him. Information is on the website for the Max Reger Foundation of America. The website is maxreger.org. One of Reger's compositions is Variations and Fugue on America. German organist Felix Hell is performing this selection on the 2005 three-manual Reger Kloss organ at the Independent Presbyterian Church in Savannah, Georgia.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ.
Our Veterans Day tribute continues in Detroit, Michigan, at the Jefferson Avenue Presbyterian Church, home of Opus 475, a 1926 pipe organ built by Ernest Skinner. This organ even has its own Facebook page. According to the Facebook page, the organ was built in 1925 and dedicated Palm Sunday 1926. One of the attractions of this instrument is that it is one of the very few Skinner organs that's completely tonally and mechanically original to its installation. The organ is a four-manual electro-pneumatic instrument featuring 68 ranks. It includes Willis-type chorus mixtures and triangular wooden flutes. The church hosts concerts and recitals on the organ. On Sunday, March 22, 2015, Maestro Hector Olivera will perform at 4:30 p.m. In 2000, Ken Cohen recorded an album of music on the organ for Volume 9 of the Great Organ Builders of America, a retrospective series. On an album, you'll find Ken Cohen's transcription of John Philip Sousa, The Stars and Stripes Forever.
Thank you.
Our next selection is called Variations on America and was composed by Danbury, Connecticut native Charles Ives. Charles was born in 1874. His father, George, was a well-known Civil War bandleader, and Charles soon followed in his father's footsteps, showing an interest in music at an early age. He was already composing music by the age of 13. He composed this selection at the age of 17. Our organist is Dr. Jens Korndorfer. Dr. Korndorfer was originally from Germany and is now the organist and organ teacher at First Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, he recorded this selection January 27, 2013, on the 1968 Holtkamp organ at Spelman College in Atlanta. The organ is in Sisters Chapel, a historic site where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. lay in state following his death in 1968. This is Dr. Jens Korndorfer with Charles Ives' Variations on America. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. If you'd like to listen to this episode or past episodes, please visit our website, www.attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Thank you for listening.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.